stone
wall.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences?
Rail.
Okay. And what else?
Board.
Okay. Think of any other kind?
No, that's always made out of wood.
Okay. What's the difference between a rail fence and a board fence?
Well, the rails, they are split, you see. And it's put like that. And a board fence, it's nailed up this way, or either the boards are thin and they go this way.
So either a board fence can either have the boards horizontally or vertically. Okay.
And the rail fence, you call them
the
jam
of
the fence.
They call them what?
The jam of the fence.
The place where they meet?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the jam of the fence.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I've learned something already. Now, are there any different kinds of rail fences, or all rail fences?
All rail fences are alike.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Bucket.
Okay. What do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I call that frying thing.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out of? Well, this thing.
Spigot.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing on a barrel?
It's still spigot.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard?
Well, that's a spigot.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bags.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in a...
Well, now, there's different kinds.
Well, now, this is a
there's
great...
There's a croaker bag, croaker sack,
okay.
What we call it.
You call it a croaker bag or a croaker sack?
Croaker sack.
Okay. And what else? Are there any other kinds? I mean, any other names for big sacks like that?
Not that I know of, just bags.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall? You hold it up to your mouth and blow on it.
Mouth harp.
Okay. And what about a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and shaped kind of like that and hold it against it?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. What do you call the kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sewing? It looks like the letter A. Looks like that.
That's a sawhorse.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's shaped like an X? And she's for sawing firewood, usually.
Oh, that's another sawhorse.
Okay.
It's just different.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the long board and another child sits on the other end and they go up and down.
Oh, that's a seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Got a name for that? Okay.
Don't have no name.
Some people call it a flying Jenny. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Grinding stone.
Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley?
I don't call it mud.
Okay, I don't either. Would you name several kinds of roads, depending on what they're made of?
A dirt road.
Okay. And what else?
A paved road.
Okay. Are there different kinds of paved roads?
Oh, yeah, they're made out, they're paved with different things.
Okay, like what?
Well, some of them paved with rocks, you know.